Kanye are Donald Trump's favorite little tokens. Speaking about token, Lion King is making a lot of big bucks and Tokyo Tony needs help, obviously. Back to reality. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey kids, happy Sunday! Woo! Oh, I just love Sundays. Don't you, Howard?
I just love Sundays, too.
Yes. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet. This is Back to Reality, and I'm on the boat, but I cannot drive this boat by myself because I have my captain to the left.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard. Yes, you're watching our show, Back to Reality, for our YouTube fans. We're not doing glow after show, but we are glowing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. We are glowing, baby. We're sick. How was your weekend?
It was good. My sister is in town.
Aww.
She's getting married next year, so we're doing like wedding stuff, and I am tired. Yes, very exhausted. We were looking at dresses this weekend. We went to this bridal show at the LA Convention Center, and that was a whole day. So I'm a little exhausted, but you know, I'm good.
You know, weddings can be very exhausting. I'm so happy no one that I know is getting married right now. The last wedding I had to do was years ago. This weekend was my 4-year anniversary living in Los Angeles.
Woo,
cannot believe it's been 4 years.
I know.
As Jayla said, I made it through the struggle years because, baby, I don't know how many years I got left in me, but we making it through. But I'm happy to be here. It's Sunday. Happy to be back on reality with you. A lot of things have happened in the news and media, and that's why Howard and here are to bring it to you. So let's get into our first segment, Moments of the Week.
Woo.
Yes. Hey. LDO Moments. Yes. This is where Howard and I break down the craziest moments that happened this week. And baby, there was a lot of craziness. Howard, take it away.
Sure was. Let's start it off with Tokyo Tony. Yes, the crazy mama to Black China. So looks like Tokyo Tony is not coming back to Black China's show, The Real Black China, because she said she lost a lot of business due to the clippings that have come out from the show. She wanted to do work and raise awareness about suicide, but can't do that now because of the clip saying, go kill yourself, I don't care. She goes on to say that she would still support the show and thanks for nothing and tags Black China. The show is currently airing on Zeus streaming network. I mean, I don't know with Tokyo Tony. You can't blame the clippings because you did say everything, girl. I mean, it's not like you didn't do all this. We got evidence.
And to beat your daughter up.
Yeah.
I mean, your girl, child, she was coming for Wendy Williams as well because Wendy was reporting it. And I just think like China and her mom has had a really bad relationship growing up. And I just feel like there's therapy needed and TV and cameras are not needed.
Right.
But she can't blame the show. She went on there cursing her daughter out.
Okay.
And threatened to beat her up.
Okay. They're about to fight right there in the kitchen.
She said, I wish you would. I was like, yo, you need to relax, mom. That's a moment where you're like, mom, go
relax
in the corner.
Exactly. Mom, leave me alone.
Oh, God. We wish them the best of luck. Wow. Kim and Kanye, our favorite Hollywood couple. So last week, Howard and I reported that ASAP Rocky was arrested and he is still in the Sweden jail. And someone joked and was like, have Kim Kardashian ask Donald Trump to get him out. Hee 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 ha. Well, it looks like Kim called her favorite president in the whole wide world, Donald Trump, her and her husband Kanye, to try to get Rocky out of the jail in Sweden. Here's my thing. Well, first, I'll read what Kim says.
Okay.
She went to Twitter and she thanked Donald Trump. She said, thank you, Donald Trump, and Secretary Pompeo, Jared Kushner, and everyone else involved. And Jared is married to Ivanka, for those who don't know. With the efforts to free ASAP Rocky and his two friends, your commitment to the justice reform is so appreciated. Here's my beef. This is my problem. Woo, Chad, I've been saying it since she's been working on this prison reform and working with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a nasty, racist, homophobic, bigot, nasty human being on the planet.
I agree.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's letting two or three people out of jail. President Obama in his 4 years let out over 2,000 people. I hate that this whole thing, like, he's doing it not because he cares about people. He's only doing it so he can do the, look, I'm not racist. I let two black people out of jail. And that's what I hate. And I feel like, yes, it's cool that she's doing this thing. I just hate that she tweeted him, because what it does is say, yes, President Trump, we love you. Thank you so much for helping me and Kanye, because now you're endorsing him.
Right.
So now these little rap fans will now look at that and be like, oh, he freed Rocky, which he actually didn't, because Rocky's actually still sitting in a jail. And Sweden was like, no, thank you, Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Kick rocks. So I just hate that. I felt like if you wanted to thank him, you could have just texted him. Because what you're doing now is saying, thank you, vote for President Trump. And he's just a nasty, racist person. Let's get them babies out them cages first.
Okay.
That's my beef.
And
sorry.
Listen, ditto. Don't even have nothing to say to that, because ditto.
Like, yeah, it's nice to get people out of jail, but you're not doing it for a reason. And I hate when people are like, what did President Obama do for black people? He did a lot. And he let literally over 2,000 people, I'm working on a show right now, and we're working on that, out of prison. Donald Trump in his 2 years let out, what, like three people?
Yeah, all from Kim.
Good night.
Like, Kim had to tell you to let these people out.
Exactly.
You didn't do it on your own.
And kudos to Kim and her team
exactly.
for doing this. I just hate to tweet him and say, thank you so much. No, not thank you. Text him that. Don't do that, because I just feel like now people are going to want to vote for him, and he's nasty. That's it.
That's all.
Sorry.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Nakia.
Get them babies out them cages.
Ooh, well, speaking of cages, the Lion King.
Hey, yeah.
The Lion King can never be caged, okay? He's the king of the jungle. So, the Lion King is out. The live-action film has hit the theaters. Me, Nakia, and some of our friends, you know, El Marie, how you doing, girl? So, me, Nakia, and El Marie, we all got together and was able to see The Lion King before it even hit theaters. So, shout out to y'all, Disney, for inviting us. But Disney released it, and not only did they release that, they had a wonderful soundtrack to come along with it, with Beyonce. Pretty much, it was the Beyonce album. She went over to Africa and said, I need the best from Africa, baby. And gave us just an African album. She gave us new visuals for her new song, Spirit. She is really just blessing us here with everything. Two movies, two albums. I mean, how do we feel about Disney's new live make, though,
of
this movie? I mean, you loved it. I loved it.
I was in tears.
Everybody in the studio loved it.
I laughed because someone tweeted and was like, no spoilers for The Lion King. Fam, the movie came out 20 years ago. It's the same exact movie. No, we had such a good time. It was a big group of us. We loved it. We were cheering. We were crying. I got emotional. And I think it's just nostalgic where it brought us back to our childhood and special moments, because each of us had that. And I recommend everyone go see it. It's beautiful. And the Beyonce soundtrack, she paid homage to Africa. And
it was beautiful.
The Afro beats and Blue Ivy, the queen, the princess, her only competition. You know you're the queen when you give birth to your only competition.
Exactly.
Blue Ivy card is on the album.
We
so I love this. So shout out to Disney and Jon Favreau for doing the live action line. It was dope.
A part of the Ivy League, baby.
I want to be a mighty king, so enemies beware. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, girl. You know, you was there.
We was there. You know what we said.
Lions, attack!
Yes! Best line ever. She was like, Simba? Beyonce? We love you, queen. Beehive, don't come for us.
And don't you do it.
Don't come for us.
Because my comments will be off.
Every time we talk about the queen or Kim Kardashian, I gotta be wary of these two fans.
Okay.
Or even Nikki with the barbs. We gotta be.
Ooh, yeah.
Because last week they was coming for me, but it's all right. Let's go to our next segment, our social media segment. Let me take a selfie. Pose. Congratulations to Pose for being nominated for an Emmy.
Yes,
favorite show in the whole wide world.
Oh my gosh.
This is a segment where Howard and I, we like to creep on celebrities' social media, and we like to just tell you what those little crazies have been up to. Aubrey. So remember last week, Howard and I were like, Diddy's bringing back Making the Band. Whoop, whoop. I'm walking to Brooklyn to get some cheesecake. Everyone was super excited about it. Aubrey O'Day then went on Twitter and decided to let us know how she felt, because no one asked her. no one asked you, sis. Someone tweeted, they can keep making the band reboot. It doesn't involve Danity Kane, Dawn, Aubrey, Shannon, Day 26. We want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey then retweeted and says, you know he can't finish any artist he starts. He being P. Diddy.
Ooh, but I mean, but is she lying?
Is she lying? Because day 26 was done. Donnie didn't even really get a chance. He told Donnie he wanna blow up to the third album. Donnie only got one album with his cute little self. Wonder what he's doing. I mean, and then the band kind of self-sabotaged.
Well, here's the thing.
The band was their own thing.
Last week, Aubrey was in his comments like, yes, Diddy. When he said he was thinking about it, she was like, yes, yes, yes. And now she's mad. I mean, there's been rumors that her and Diddy were together anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, yes, in the past, Diddy has had a thing with his artist. Mm-hmm. But I will say, Diddy has produced some really, you know, great people.
You know.
Trying to be careful, yeah.
So I'm in the middle. I love Diddy, then yes. I hated Diddy because he did take away Danny Kane. I was a super fan. So for years, I didn't like him just for over that. And then now I'm in the middle because I'm like, now you want to bring back a show. And Aubrey is right. Nobody. Yeah. Danny Kane is still, they need to come back. Day you know 26. What I mean? Day 26. And apparently day 26 got a tour later on this year, too.
Okay, that's good for them. Because I was like, I don't know if they were on the Bad Boy tour. And I think they were upset about that. I do think with this show, it'd be great. But you guys are absolutely right. Like, Danny Kane and Day 26, where did they go?
And these new artists nowadays, I don't think they could do artist development.
Oh, God, no.
Definitely not.
They would. The old P. Diddy, baby. Mm-hmm. Nobody would be able to handle it. So I think it's cool. But I also think it sucks that everyone's just trying to reboot. Let's just create.
Yes.
So much. But, you know, shout out to Danity Kane. Great album.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Nice gowns. Beautiful gowns. Nice song. You know. Speaking of beautiful, Evelyn from Basketball Wives, who I absolutely love. So the new show is back on, and she is just, you know, being her Evelyn self. So Evelyn was on Twitter creeping around, and she saw a video from Jennifer Williams and her other friend, the other castmate, OG. And she said, oh, I found it. So she was on Twitter, and they posted a video of how, you know, they were just having a good time. Well, Evelyn posted a video saying,
Evelyn's so shady.
Or her a tweet saying, 20 years of friendship should have meant something to you before you talked about my child, someone who has never done anything to you. Oof. Out of the left field. So maybe she saw the video and just decided it brought back memories for Jennifer. But she's just subtweeting pretty much. And it's like, Evelyn, I know you and Jennifer are a rocky start, like a little rocky place, but maybe y'all can come back together.
I know. And I guess according to Jennifer, she talked about her mom, Jennifer's dead mom. She talked about your kid. I just feel like, can we all just get along? To go back to the Day 26 story, we had an exclusive news drop.
What?
From our source, Elle Marie.
Oh, shoot.
She just said to Day 26 fans that they would like to come on Making the Band as mentors. So I think that's pretty cool.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe Aubrey and Danity Kane can come on as well.
And that's a good way to just cover all your tracks right there.
There we go. Everybody happy. Everybody get a check.
They could talk about their past, do a little mentorship.
Exactly. Speaking about past, Peter has words for his ex Amina. So for those who don't know, Love and Hip Hop New York, our favorite baby father, Peter. I think he's on his 10th baby, maybe. His baby mother, Amina. It seems that she's kind of like moved on. So it says the former Love and Hip Hop stars seem to still have a thing for each other. When Amina posted a picture of her and her new boo, which I never thought I'd see the day, child.
Okay.
Her leaving Peter. It looks like Peter wasn't here for it. Let's not forget that they have a kid together. So I thought that was pretty interesting and kind of shady.
Yes. And then I have the pic here. So Peter was on there. You know, of course, Amita posted her thing. Peter said to Amita, oh, to another person in the comment, Rich Dallas, a.k.a. Richie Rich from Love & Hip Hop New York, said, tagged him and said, told me to stay at her place, then tells me she has a boyfriend 3 days later. Either way, cute couple, good music. So then Amita wrote back and said, at least I told you. Better Ooh. Late than never. I always keep it 100.
Ooh, bloop, bloop. Listen, that karma, baby. And that's what, listen, city girls, we up by 1,000 points right now.
Okay.
City boys, take a seat. Like, nobody asked you, Peter. You've been cheating on every woman you've been with. So now when the woman moves on and she's out of your claws, it's a bad thing. At least she told you, fam. Speaking about talking, let's go to our next segment, Bird Talk, where it's just an extension of social media. So Howard and I, for social media, we like to tell you what's going on. But for Bird Talk, we like to actually act out the celebrities' tweets and social media cues. Howard, take it away.
Yes. So we have Baby Fat Royalty, Anika Lee. Oh, yeah, Onika Lee.
Aoki.
My bad, girl. You still royalty. Mm-hmm. Aoki was up here just defending her sister. You know, it's another day in the social media world where somebody's coming for someone. Mm. And it looks like Swali, the rapper, had a picture posted up with Aoki's sister, Ming. Well, turns out the picture was old, but Swae Lee's girlfriend thought it was new, Marley. So Marley sent Swae Lee a text and said, you know, what are you going on? What is this? Clear it up. It needs to be, you know, I don't need the stress. Mad weird. Like her mother didn't raise her to be a side B.
That's rude.
And she want to smack on this. Ooh, the P word too. Ooh. Let me know. So then Swae Lee said, this is old. Like, it's from a party. Don't even trip. Well, Aoki went in the comments and said, dear Marley, I don't even know what to say to you. I'm going to try and speak really clearly to you since I know education and books are a mystery to you and complicated words might be a handful. Ming is not the one. And neither is my mother. This is embarrassing. We are laughing at you. In Paris. We weep. And no man had to take Ming to Paris or any place for the first time. Oh, I'm sorry you can't keep your man faithful, but that has nothing to do with my sister. Keep her name out your fake plastic mouth. Run along now. I was nice. You don't want to hear from mama. Bye, baby fat and forever 21. I added that part, but it's a lot. I mean, she was clearly just reading her.
What a bait. I love her.
Clearly, I mean, it's a lot to read. It is just too much. Marley, but if y'all want to see it, it's all in the blogs. Marley wrote back and said, y'all can't even come at my neck for clapping back when someone has their whole family defend them and I just have me. So I said what the F I said.
Marley's known to be crazy.
She has to be crazy.
And be fighting over him. He be cheating all the time. Like, girl, mind your business. Don't be trying to at Ming and the whole baby fat family.
Mm-hmm.
If you, Kimora will get you in them babies.
Okay.
She has trained her daughters well. And Aoki, I love her. She just got into Harvard University.
Yes.
She's a smart baby. Like, she's just great, but she's great at those reads.
Oh, she was reading all night.
She said, books are a mystery. You know what? Shout out to the Kimora Lee Simmons family.
Ming didn't have to have a man take her to Paris. She went there by herself with her own coin.
How old are we that Kimora Lee Simmons' kids are like throwing shade?
Crazy.
Remember they were born?
Yes. And they're running the company. Like, it's crazy.
Beautiful, smart girls. We love them.
Love them.
speaking of beautiful and smart, Ashley Darby from Real Housewives of, is it Pontiac?
I said Potomac.
Potomac! It is Potomac. Oh. I said Pontiac. Oops.
We having a tough day.
It's a tough week, honestly. Potomac. Where is Potomac? Like in the DMV area, I think?
Yeah, I think it's like Washington. DC over there? Maryland.
Housewife fans, sorry. You know what I mean.
Mm.
Well, there is a young lady, Ashley Darby. She went on her Twitter because she wanted to let fans know that even though she just had a baby, she's still about that life.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ready to let these ladies know. She said, hello, my friends. This motherhood journey is the best feeling in the entire world. I've stepped out of my peace bubble to say I will spare no one at this reunion.
Ooh.
Mail order cooch Katie and hamster face Candace will care for me. Good day.
The key.
She wrote
Candace.
She wrote peace sign. I just love how she starts off with like, hello, my friends. I love motherhood. And then she's literally like, I will kill everybody.
Nakia, I still can't get over how you said handsome face.
You know, I'm just here to act it out. Howard and I, that's how we do bird talk, because we think it's better when we just act it out.
I cannot.
Shout out to the Real Housewife fans, and apparently there's reunion coming. So I can't wait for her to address hamster face and other people she got beef with. Okay, let's go to news and gossip and flashing lights. I'm just the messenger. This is where Howard and I, we break down most breaking news in the world. Now, this is breaking news here.
Boom. Breaking news.
You know, Wow. Okay, so Love and Hip Hop, New York, in LA, because he's been on every show.
Everywhere.
And Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend, Safari, has a dildo now in stores. He is coming to a sex store near you. Pictures have shown that I'm so nervous because
I know you're trying to run to the store. Hold on, Nakia girl.
I got a coupon.
We still got a show.
From Groupon. Baby, I'm trying to, okay.
We still got a show before you get up out of here, Nakia.
It's been a long road living in Los Angeles. It's been a tough time. Okay, let's shot this again. Let's be professional. Pictures have shown up that he and his famous asset are in some stores and they want you to buy his love. Are we running to the store after back to reality to get Safari's man piece?
Of course we have our coupon, our 50% off. I mean, we as the media need to try these things out.
We do. We're
and
journalists.
Bring it back for, you know, information.
Yeah, yeah.
Let you guys know how the product works.
Yes. Howard and I are serious journalists, so we feel like we're going to do a project and we're going to let you guys know. Please use the coupon code and the discount code Howard and Nakia. Back to reality. So make sure you guys get that present. Christmas is coming up. My birthday's November 25th, so feel free to get me that.
You know, Safari's always out here in LA, so Safari, ooh, if you are listening or watching, we would love to see just exactly how the product was made. Like, what was the you know, the idea behind it.
Yes.
I gotta see it in person if it matches.
You know. We love you, Safari. Bring us some free ones, too. We gotta give them all. To the fans.
Oh my gosh. Well, fans, hopefully you guys are also loving this new old person challenge. It's a face tune type of thing where it makes you look 70 years old when you're really 20, or it makes you look 100 when you're really 50. I don't know. Mm-mm. But it's a new thing called the old people face challenge. So the people who made the app responds back because a lot of people have been saying, you're selling my photos, you're stealing my information. So the new app and challenge is taking social media by storm. They want people to know that their privacy is safe with their company. So your privacy is safe with the company. The old face challenge, where people make themselves look like senior citizens, it's something that's fun, but people think, you know, the Russian app can access your camera roll and get all of your pictures without your consent. Mm-mm. So, you know, the naughty photos you sent to your boo, they got them. Yeah. So it's getting ready to go
you
on the internet.
You mean my picture of Safari that I have in here, they're going to take?
That picture Safari sent you?
Exactly.
We're about to be on the internet.
Sorry, Safari.
So the app is saying they denied that ever to happen. They says you can choose to block the app from full camera roll access and select individual photos to upload if you wish. Are we trusting the app?
No. This is a Russian app, but we see what the Russians did the last time. You see what's going on. I don't trust anything. When I first seen it, I thought it was cool. And then I was like, I don't think I'm going to take this photo and put it up on the internet.
Right.
And besides, I don't want to see what I look like at 80. Come on, baby. Black don't crack, so I'm trying to keep it intact. I want to see what I look like old. The hell? And it's not even like a good looking old. It's like nasty old.
Ryan, just wrinkling.
No. Mm. Don't trust it. Well, do we trust this? Eddie Murphy, the OG. Love Eddie Murphy.
Love Eddie.
It was just announced. For those who don't know, he's in a brand new show with Jerry Seinfeld. I think it's like Comedians Get Coffee, which is pretty cool. And we haven't seen Eddie in a while.
Wow.
He's working on a brand new movie, but it looks like Eddie may be coming back to Netflix, and Netflix is paying him. Are you ready for this?
What?
$70 million American dollars for a stand-up special on Netflix.
Can I just get $100,000?
Can you play my
Cars getting coffee.
Thank you so much, Bree. Bree, our producer.
Yes.
Needs a car getting coffee, which is actually pretty cool too. And I like Jerry's promo that he did, because he's right, because there's a lot of people who copied his whole thing and everyone's copying Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Jerry Seinfeld, and Eddie Murphy will be getting $70 million. Now, do we think Monique needs justice? Because remember, Monique was at Netflix.
That's
and she said
true.
She needed to be paid more, and they said, oh, you're not relevant. When was the last time we seen Eddie Murphy?
In a long time. I mean,
Love him.
Definitely think Monique, because I think they only tried to give her like $500,000, which is still a lot. But she was definitely, I think she was just asking for $1 million. So for them to give Eddie $70 million, it's like y'all had the money.
You know what I mean?
$70 million.
And I saw people who were like, well, it's Eddie Murphy. He's a legend. And it's like, well, Monique has done a lot for herself as well. She has an Oscar. You know, she's been in this game over 20 years as well. Mm-hmm. Why can't she get her million?
1 million.
One. That's all she was asking. Damn. And y'all up here giving Eddie all the things. And wasn't Netflix, didn't they file for bankrupt?
They sure did. And they just canceled She's Gotta Have It. So that's another thing.
Well, that's a whole other story. You know, I like the show, but... I like the show, but you know.
I think I'm the only fan of season two. Whatever.
Yeah, season two wasn't it. Season one was good.
Rude. Anyway, Eddie Murphy's going to be laughing in his $70 million. I am excited to see the Netflix stand-up, though, but I do think Netflix, they got to eat crow because they owe Monique a lot of money. So I'm just saying. All right, kids, let's go to our next segment. Where are they now? Where they at, though? We don't know. Where they at, Howard?
Well, we told you guys about Spinderella a long time ago. If you guys don't remember, you can watch our previous episodes. And you can listen to us on iTunes, too. But Spinderella, the famous DJ from the hit group Salt-N-Pepa, she's no longer touring with the group. Salt-N-Pepa, but that hasn't stopped her from making headlines. Spin is suing the group for unpaid royalties and is claiming the group has had a long habit of discounting her, and it all started when she was promised one-third of the royalties earned from the album Best Of. So, you know, like a Best Of Salt-N-Pepa. Right. She was supposed to get money from that back in 1999.
Oh, no.
She ain't seen a dime. So Spin claims that Salt-N-Pepa earned more than $600,000 in royalties in the last 10 years, but she hasn't seen a fraction of the same pay. Spin also said that she didn't get the same pay for the reality show, the Salt-N-Pepa show, and was left out of the negotiations. Oh, Lord. You know what? She was just left out for that. Spin is fighting for all the money she lost and the future money that the group could make.
Damn.
Poor her.
That sucks because they're such a legendary group. They're one of our first female, like, pioneers and rappers. And Spinderella cut it up one time. That's unfortunate. I hate that they're going through that. And then, like, they took her off of the show and they're beefing. I just hate to see legends beef. I hope that they can all work it out. Because I love Salt-N-Pepa.
I know. It's just so crazy. And then there was another statement that said, Spin said that Peppa tried to keep her out of most contracts. Which I'm like, how is that even possible? She was lying to her. You know,
singing about Peppa, this is random, but Peppa Pig just dropped an album, if anybody cares. Just saying.
I know people were like, who's going to win, Peppa Pig or Beyonce? Or Iggy. Low-key, shout out to Iggy, though. You don't like it? Iggy's album is actually good. There's a Cash lot of
Doll
growth.
Looks great in the video with her. Okay. And Willow Smith also dropped an album. So I think Peppa Pig got it, though. If we're going to be honest here.
Peppa
I think
Pig,
Iggy
y'all.
Actually tweeted Peppa Pig as well. Let's go to our next segment. Villain of the Week. Now, this one surprised me because there's a lot of Bachelor fans. And The Bachelor is a very popular show. And The Bachelorette. Well, babies, hold on to your horses because show might not be lasting long. The creator of The Bachelor, Mike Feliz, he is in hot water after being accused by his wife, former Miss America winner, Laura Feliz, of being mentally, verbally, and physically abusive to her.
Wow.
Sources are saying that Mike became mad after finding out Laura is pregnant with their second child. And he only wanted one. Mike allegedly threw Laura against the wall while their son was in the next room and shoved her from the side of his truck. Jesus Christ. He would allegedly say things like, when I see you again, I don't want to see your belly, and that he would cut her off financially. He made her call her mom to tell her that she had an abortion on the phone. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
That is so abusive.
Yes.
This is the creator of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Wow. Because she's pregnant with your second child and we're, you know what, Mike? Wow.
It's a mess.
Unfortunately, it sucks because there are people who work on these shows, like producers and PAs and directors and stuff. But Mike, you gotta go.
You got to go.
You gotta
go. That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
Just because she got pregnant with another child.
And last time I checked, women can't get pregnant by themselves. So, I mean, we can if we go to the thing. But she didn't do it by herself, Mike.
She didn't do it by herself.
Jeez.
And then another report said that he wanted things to just go back the way they were. That's why also he didn't want the second child.
You know what, Mike? You need to go far away and go on that island that you put all your little bachelor contestants on. Because you gotta go. That's disgusting.
Stay on the island.
Oh, you definitely are the villain of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to our last segment. Shows to watch.
Yay.
This is where Howard and I like to tell you what's on reality TV because there's so much coming. Fall's about to come around the corner and we're getting hit left and right with so many great reality shows.
Okay. And one of those shows is Angel Briggs. Or Angel... Yeah, Angel Briggs. Bricks.
Yeah.
Angel girl. Well, Angel's back on TV and this time with her own show. So Angel Brinks, the real bling. Angel, who you guys may know from Basketball Wives LA, is a fashion designer and wants to expand her fashion empire. Her show will focus on her selling her clothes, keeping up with her life, and how she will prepare for LA Fashion Week. It comes on July 25th, which is this week, on the WeTV network. Are we tuning in? Oh. She's going to have Kay Michelle on the show. Love She's her. Done some clothes for Mary J. Blige. I mean,
Angel's pretty dope.
Yeah, and it looks like there's enough drama in there, and there's people, you know, who want to fight on there. So
that's always good on reality TV.
Okay.
I'll be watching. Thanks. Thanks, Angel. We can't wait. And thank you guys. What a great show. A lot of craziness has happened in the entertainment world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Howard and I will be back next week to give you all of the scoop. But before we go, Howard, tell your fans where they can find you at.
Yes, you can find me on all social media outlets at Howard III. I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta after show on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So please check me out there.
Yes, and I am your girl, Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you subscribe to Everything BHL and make sure you guys like this channel. If you won't, I'll come find you. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. But if you guys are listening, make sure you guys give us 5 stars and a thumbs up and leave us some comments, and we will give you guys a shout out. Shout out to you guys for leaving us comments. We love you guys for even watching us.
Definitely.
And thank you for being entertained. Someone said I was crazy and doing the most, and I love it. Thank you guys so much. Like, I really love it. No, we really do appreciate you guys for listening to this little baby that came up and we created it. Howard and I just like to have a blast. So
we really
thank you guys so much. I am on Black Ink Chicago on Tuesday, so make sure you guys check that out. And we will see you guys next Sunday.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.